Part 2. Questions 13 to 22. Section 1. Questions 13 to 17. You will hear 5 short recordings. For each recording, decide what the speaker plans to do in their future career. Write one letter, A to H, next to the number of the recording. Do not use any letter more than once. After you have listened once, replay the recordings. You have 15 seconds to read the list A to H. Now listen and decide what each speaker plans to do in his or her future career.
I'd really like a change now. I've been working in the electronics industry for quite a while, but I feel I need to broaden my knowledge and skills. I could have tried simply moving to another sector, but I've decided to invest in doing an MBA as the best way to build my potential. I think engaging with new ideas and business systems will help me to improve my prospects.
I work for a large national company at the moment, and it's been very rewarding, given me a lot of experience. But I'd like to be in charge of my own business, just a small one, nothing too big. I've got good qualifications, and I've done a business administration course to get more of the theory. I've put together a detailed business proposal, and 2 or 3 of my friends are willing to help with finance.
We're the leading multinational in our field and respected for the solid quality of our products. However, I've just been approached by the CEO of another company to join them in a senior management position. The money they offer is tempting, but my field is R&D, and I've decided to stay here but get more involved with creating the next generation products. I think that'll be a rewarding direction to go in.
I've had my own company for several years, but what I'm now on track for is heading up a much bigger operation, getting to board level. I'm convinced I've got the self-motivation and the independence of mind to take difficult decisions. The challenges are more important than the money. Self-employment has taught me a lot, and now it's time to apply some of those lessons. I've got valuable insights to offer.
You know, you work hard, get all sorts of qualifications, try to be the best in your field, and then what? Well, I've done all that, and now I'm interested in the new generation of men and women coming into business. I remember I needed plenty of encouragement and guidance along the way, and I believe that with my experience, I can steer youngsters in the right direction to achieve what they want. That's my priority for the future.
Now listen to the recordings again. Section 2. Questions 18 to 22. You will hear another 5 recordings. 5 people are phoning about conference arrangements. For each recording, decide what the speaker's purpose is. Write one letter, A to H, next to the number of the recording. Do not use any letter more than once. After you have listened once, replay the recordings. You have 15 seconds to read the list A to H. Now listen and decide what each speaker's purpose is. 18.
Now the conference has started, I feel pleased with our preparation. The speakers have been popular with audiences. We could ask one or two more next year. The center we've booked is fine for this time, but the rooms are already being used to their full capacity. If we don't look elsewhere, we'll have to restrict delegate numbers next year, so we should consider other options. Perhaps the location could also be more convenient for people coming by train.
19.
I'm afraid I shan't be able to get to the conference on the first day as we'd planned. My flight's now been cancelled, so I'm trying to make alternative travel arrangements. Could we discuss your business proposal over dinner on the second day instead? And you can tell me then about the parts of the program I missed. Or else I could get my secretary to tell the center we'll need to hire one of their meeting rooms.
20.
Thanks for your letter asking me to attend this year's conference and to give a talk again. I'd already made other arrangements for that week, but I've managed to cancel them. I see it's going to be at the same place, so there's no need to send a map. I shall be driving to the venue, and I'm intending to arrive in time for the pre-conference dinner, so, yes please, do book me accommodation for that night.
21.
I've got an early morning meeting at the airport. I'm not sure exactly what time it'll finish, but could you let me know the different options for getting from there to the center so that I can arrive in time to deliver my talk? According to the schedule you sent, I'm down as the first presenter. Also, I don't know this particular venue at all, so if someone could meet me at the entrance, that would be most helpful.
22.
I filled out the accommodation request form in the pre-conference information pack, but I hope it's not too late to change my mind. I only sent it in last week. The thing is, I've now got an urgent appointment at the office, so I'll have to leave early. I've tried moving the meeting to another day, but that just isn't possible. It's a shame, because this is the first time I've been able to come.
22. Listen to the recordings again. That is the end of part 2.